from KQED. We start our show this week with a trip back in time to 1967. As songs like this one were blaring out of clubs, record stores, and head shops, a transformation was happening in the sky on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. Giant billboards high above the street were beginning to advertise the latest albums. It was a kind of outdoor rock and roll art gallery. Reporter Annie Chelsea brings us this story just in time for the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love. And yeah, they always
play my songs. Back then, Robert Landau was just a shy teenager with a camera. But in his front yard, he had something a lot of kids didn't have, the Sunset Strip.
My dad had a bachelor pad right above the strip here, and I was 15. I'd walk down here with my camera, getting into photography, and I'd see John Lennon and the Beatles 15 feet high and some guy up there painting them.
Each day on his way to school, Landau watched as his rock heroes took over the billboards on the strip, changing month to month.
So I knew they weren't around long, so I knew when I saw one I liked, I'd better get a picture, I'd be gone. So I just started photographing them, and it became a bit of an obsession for about 10 years.
Here on the corner of Sunset and Holloway, Landau is showing me some of those photographs. They're on display throughout this year in an outdoor exhibit sponsored by the city of West Hollywood.
It has this giant psychedelic rhinoceros, which speaks...
Of course, there have been billboards on Sunset as long as there have been cars. But up until the 60s, they were mainly ads selling...
cars and whiskey and all the usual stuff, TV shows.
Then in 1967, an executive at Elektra Records had a radical idea. He'd noticed that all the radio DJs took Sunset on their way to work in Hollywood, and he wanted their attention.
Jack Holtzman got the idea that they should, a rock and roll billboard should be up there selling a record album. And he had the perfect album. He had the Doors' debut album. You know, today
destroys the night. We used to drive by every day and look at it and kind of hold up traffic.
That's Robbie Krieger, guitarist for the Doors. And theirs was the perfect album. The Doors were an L.A. band, born on the Strip, wildly popular and about to make it big. When Holtzman hung their four faces high above Sunset, he wasn't so much trying to sell records as he was making a statement. The Doors are here, and Elektra's got them.
You know, no other company was doing that. They didn't know if they were going to make their money back. You know, it was just more of an ego trip, I guess you could say, for the record company and us.
Other labels caught on, and soon every major artist saw their latest album immortalized on the Strip.
The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Promoting rock music with just an image might seem counterintuitive, but for a generation used to obsessing over album covers, music and art were almost the same thing. And Landau says the billboards weren't really about advertising anyway. They were about communication, almost like a secret message to the fans.
In a lot of cases, they're not even telling you what they're selling. There's a billboard over there. It's got a pig, a dog, and a sheep on it. And if you didn't know that Pink Floyd had a record out called Animals, you didn't know what they were advertising, and they didn't care. It really wasn't about that.
Landau photographed hundreds of billboards during rock's heyday. His book, Rock and Roll Records of the Sunset Strip, is dedicated to the artists who created the billboards, many of which were hand-painted. One rock billboard was famously at the center of a crime that went unsolved for over four decades, Paul McCartney's missing head. In 1969, with the release of the Beatles' album Abbey Road, you couldn't escape the bizarre rumor that Paul McCartney was dead.
People are playing the records backwards, looking for clues, and they even said that this image was sort of a funeral march because he's barefoot.
Landau is showing me his photograph of the billboard for Abbey Road. Like the album cover, it features the Beatles in single file, crossing Abbey Road. Their heads are cutouts that extend above the billboard, silhouetted against the sky. On the morning of December 23, 1969, Sunset Strip commuters saw what looked like the latest clue to McCartney's demise. His head was missing from the billboard.
So we threw Paul's head into the trunk of my car and took off.
Robert Quinn was just turning 19 when he got the idea to pull off the heist of the century.
My buddies helped me, right? And we did it on December 22nd, which was my birthday.
He enlisted two accomplices, and around 2 o'clock in the morning...
I pulled my car up right underneath the billboard.
The thieves had come prepared with the tool of their trade,
skill saw.
It was quick. If you were driving by, 1 second was up there, the next second it was gone.
McCartney's head hangs on Quinn's living room wall to this day, and he may have unknowingly salvaged the only remaining relic of this chapter in rock history, because once a rock star's billboard came down, it was destroyed, gone forever, and replaced by the next big thing. For the California Report, I'm Annie Chelsea on the Sunset Strip in West Hollywood.